Leave your Bibles out. I'm just going to share a few thoughts as well. Open up to 2 Timothy, please. I think we're quite blessed at the Coburn House. I mean, we've got an Ian Clegg special, and it's quite a big rostrum, you know. If you've ever seen what Ian Clegg has done, he's pretty good with that sort of stuff. So 2 Timothy, please. Just quickly quote this theme scripture. Michael brought it out, but so we've been touching on through our camp already. It's through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. And I just want to just go through 2 Timothy chapter 1 here, just a few verses in regards to that, obviously. We'll start reading from verse 6. So 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And the first bit I want to sort of, I guess, pull out from here is that stirring up of the gift of God. And it's so good when you come to camp that we have this prayer time in the morning. That's one of the best parts of it, isn't it? You know, during the year with your commitments with work and other things, you know, your prayer habits can sort of be up and down, a bit all over the place. But when we come to camp, we've got that solid, you know, prayer time. And, you know, if we can get down here for an hour or 40 minutes or half an hour, whatever we can do, you know, it's a consistent, solid thing. And you go back to Perth and you feel uplifted and, you know, build up in the things of the Lord, and that's great. You know, that's one of the best things about camp. And it gets things stirred up, doesn't it? You know, when you get down on your knees, have a good prayer in the Spirit, it gets things stirred up. And, you know, that's a bit of my encouragement this morning is, you know, the importance of being stirred up, because we read about those signs, miracles and wonders that we want to do in the Lord, but it all starts from us getting on our knees and being stirred up in the things of the Lord, having the Holy Spirit stirred up inside of us. It starts by being on our knees at home, praying in the Spirit every day. And, you know, we want to, I guess, fan that flame. We want to be burning. We want to be on fire for the things of the Lord. And it starts by praying in the Spirit. So we want to obviously see all those great things happening in our life, don't we? We want to see the miracles, we want to see the wonders, the things that God does, and we've heard some great testimonies along those lines. But the starting point is to make sure that we are, you know, really stirred up and fervent in the Spirit. And there's lots of ways of doing it. Obviously, coming to meetings, hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, hearing testimonies, witnessing, all these things get this, you know, the Spirit, the things of God stirred up. But I think that the best place, you know, the beginning and starting point is on our knees. And, you know, the officers would know quite, you know, would know this, obviously, and those who are involved with follow-ups. You know, when someone comes along to the Lord and they're first filled with the Holy Spirit, the thing that we hammer home is, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying in tongues? Are you confident? You know, that's the thing that we're really focusing on. You know, we want to make sure that they're praying in the Spirit and they're happy, you know, in praying, because we know that's the important thing. Very, you know, that's the foundation. That's the most important thing. If they're praying in the Spirit and they're getting through that, you know, obviously we need them to come to meetings and do all that. But if they're praying in the Spirit and happy with that, we know that that's going to help them get through that initial struggle there. So, you know, it's just basic stuff. But my encouragement is, as we go back after camp, as we get into this good prayer habit, as the Spirit stirred up, that we continue that on, that we continue, you know, stirring ourselves up every day. And sometimes it can be hard, you know, because of time restraints, or, you know, we can feel a bit tired or whatnot, but we've got to make time. We've got to make time to keep that Spirit, keep that flame burning, that fire, you know, burning in the things of the Lord, you know. It says elsewhere to quench not the Spirit and to pray without ceasing. So it's so important. Paul, as Michael was touching on, you know, he's someone that we aspire to, and he, you know, says, "I thank my God I speak in tongues more than all." He knew the importance of speaking in tongues, you know. And we look at his walk in the Lord, you know, it was quite amazing. He went through hard stuff, he went through lots of trials, but he was on fire for the Lord. And he knew the importance of praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit and being stirred up there. We know about our Lord Jesus, before he was crucified, you know, he was heavily praying, wasn't he? You know, the sweat drops of blood, you know, he was sweating that much. He was so fervent in his prayer because he knew what was coming up, and he thought, you know, I've really got to get down and pray about this and get things stirred up. You know, obviously, you know, we've benefited from that. So, you know, what I really want to sort of just focus on today is being stirred up and maintaining that as we go back to back to Perth. It's the engine room. It's the engine room. It's what get things going. I guess you think of a car. There's different sort of engines, isn't there? There's this two-stroke engine. I guess it's sort of like us. We are born, we've got something going. We're ticking away. We're just a human being. We're operating. And then we get filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's like we've got the, I don't know what the biggest engine is, but, bigger than there's the V8s, and I'm not a car person, as you know. But what's bigger than that? Anyone know? V12, is that the biggest sort of car engine out there these days at the moment? Yeah, no one's objecting. Okay. It's bigger than that, we've got this engine once we've filled the Holy Spirit, and we need to, when you're driving a car, if the engine isn't turned on, if you're sitting there and you're putting your foot on the accelerator, changing the gears, you're not going anywhere. You need that engine ticking and that engine going. Everything flows from that. And I guess, the engine of the car obviously needs petrol and oil and all that as well. So we're praying in the Spirit, things are flowing and, things are lubricated and things are all working. And the functions of the car are doing what they're supposed to do. But it all starts with the engine. Without the engine, the car's nothing. It's not moving. It's not doing anything. It's the same with us. With the Spirit, we've got the engine there. We need to make sure that we're firing it up, that we're stoking it up, and that we're, using it to its full potential. If you had a V12, you'd want to obviously use it to its full potential within its, limits, its rights, the laws or whatever. But, the Lord's potential is amazing. It's amazing. I don't think we'll ever fully understand or grasp until we meet the Lord how big it is and how good we've got it, we've got an opportunity here as we're waiting for the Lord's return to, find out about the power of God in our life. Find out about these amazing miracles that God can do in our life. The Lord says that, we are to do greater things. What He done. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in us. It's going to raise us up. As well, and we'll be able to do amazing things, but it all starts, as I was saying, by being stirred up in the Spirit, letting the Spirit motivate us. So we've got to make sure that we are stoking stuff. You think, where do I start with it all? That's where you start, on your knees, and just really stoking things up, and things will flow from that. And that, leads me on to my next point. In verse 7 there, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And the first bit there, has not given us a spirit of fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And it's a hard thing, isn't it? We all have things that we're afraid of, different areas, different people, it's different things. But as Dennis was encouraging last night, go out, step out in faith, see what the Lord can do. And sometimes fear can really get in the way of things, can't it? It can really stop us. There's an opportunity there to do something. I was just talking to Emma was giving me a testimony the other day where she witnessed an accident, and she had this urge to stop and pray, and she didn't. This was some time back, and she wished she did. It was like this urge inside of her to go do something. And I'm sure we've all been in these different situations where we've sort of had this urge and we didn't, and later we're thinking, I should have done something. It's like the Spirit was moving upon us to go pray for that person, go talk to that person. And my encouragement, obviously, through these verses, or what the Lord's encouraging us, He has given us a spirit of fear. Step out in faith, see what He can do in our lives. Because He's given us a spirit of power. To receive and to do the miracles which Jesus did, as I've just touched on. That's what He's given us, this amazing power through His Holy Spirit. Spirit of love, to show compassion and care to others. We might not have sort of had that before. And once we're filled with the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden we have compassion towards people. We want to tell people how they can be saved, how they can find the Lord, because we know their future if they don't. So all of a sudden we start to show compassion and care, had an experience before. And He's given us the spirit of a sound mind. And we've heard some testimonies already at camp where people have been healed of, some mental illness in different ways. But even just having the peace of God in our life when a situation doesn't look good. Becky touched on it with her dad. She's driving behind him in the ambulance there, and she just had the peace of God about the situation. Praise the Lord. He's going to be okay. And, I'm sure there's lots of people here that have had that same experience where things didn't look good on the outside, but the peace of God was there. And that's the spirit, that God has given us. We're encouraged not to be anxious, not to be anxious about things, but rather, put it to the Lord, have the peace of God in our lives, and see the miraculous results come from that. if we read on verse 8, I'm not going to go too far this morning. Says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and has called us for holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And as I was saying, you know, when we're stirred up in the Spirit, you know, we're not going to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. We know we're not going to be, you know, a bit timid and a bit scared when an opportunity arises. We're going to think, I'm just going to say it. I don't care. You know, you're just going to have that sort of attitude of, I don't care what people think, you know. You know, it's a hard world out there. You know, we do stand out, but, you know, it does take courage to be a Christian and to stand up for the things of God. And, you know, when we're stirred up in the Spirit, we're not going to care. We're not going to care, you know, what other people are going to think. We're going to say it. And also, you know, we're going to do the Lord's purpose. We're going to go about doing things the Lord's way, and we're going to feel what he wants us to do, you know, preaching the gospel. And as I said before, like Dennis mentioned some things last night about stepping out and doing things in the Lord. We want to fulfill his purpose. And when the Spirit is stirred up inside of us, it's going to motivate us to do things for the Lord. And, you know, we want to take up those opportunities when they present themselves. Not be afraid. If someone asks you to do something, the Lord, you know, maybe a young brother, you ask to give a talk or to lead some choruses or whatever, and you feel a bit, you know, a bit afraid or whatever, but you think, nah, you know, I'm stirred up in the Spirit. I'm going to trust the Lord here. I'm going to put my hand up. I'm going to give it a go. Or you might be asked to, you know, well, sorry, there might be an opportunity to witness to someone, as I said, but, you know, the Spirit stirred up inside you, it's going to motivate you to take that next step. And you can see great things happen from that. If we don't take that step, you know, we don't know what could have happened. You know, like I was using, Emma won't mind me saying, but she sort of said something, you know, she didn't know what would have happened from that situation if she stopped and prayed for that person. Maybe they would have got healed. Maybe they would have, you know, come to the Lord. The Lord will, if they're the Lord's, the Lord will work it out some other way. But there could have just been an amazing sort of testimony to come from that situation. And, you know, we can see great and mighty things, as we've read through our theme scripture, coming from us when we're stirred up with the Spirit. It's through the Lord, it's through the Holy Spirit. We can see great and mighty things come from that. So in conclusion, we need the Spirit driving us. We need the Spirit motivating us. We need to make sure we got the Spirit stirred up. I was thinking about it before. I've used the cup of tea analogy before. If you have a bit of sugar, you know, you got to stir the cup of tea to get the sugar circulating. I don't have sugar anymore, so I was thinking, what else could you be talking? Maybe Milo. We have a cup of Milo. You don't just have your Milo there and your milk there and the Milo sitting on top, and you know, you can drink it, still tastes all right, but you're not getting the full effect of it, are you? If you stir the Milo right up and it's throughout all the milk and it's, you know, done properly, you get the full effect of, you know, what it's there for. So, you know, stir things up, get the full effect of what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. You know, you can see great and mighty things if you get things stirred up. So it starts, first of all, in the engine room. Push through that uncomfortableness, you know, when the opportunity arises, try and push through that. But if the Spirit's stirred up, it will motivate you, and you'll see great and mighty things happen through the power of God.